This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد الأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka an-nushur. Bismillahillazi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alamin as the creator of all things, the sender of all prophets and messengers, and the revealer of all divine scripture. May the blessing and the mercy of Allah be upon every one of us as seeker of knowledge, especially in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. To all the brothers and sisters, we are aware that in the 10 days of Zulhijjah is also a very special day. That our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remind us there is no deeds or no good activity that we have been engaging in that is more beloved to Allah than whatever you do in these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Meaning, all the good deeds that we have been doing before also will be rewarded by Allah. Accordingly, every good deed will be rewarded 10 times. By Allah Rabbul Alamin, the maximum 700 times. But the one that in the first to the 10th of this month, Zulhijjah, until Idul Adha, the day where we perform our Raya Haji prayer and also our sacrifices, the Qurban. That make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so happy that His blessing is so great that it is really up to Him to reward us. The last class that we do share with all of you is about a prayer, a dua, invocation that the Prophet reminds us to recite every morning and every evening. And I just have recited it before the class, before we share with you all other saying of our Prophet. Firstly, we said, O Allah, bless our morning to the evening and evening to the next morning. Bless our living, whatever we do in this life, our eating, our drinking, our working. We want Allah to accept it as an act of worship. And also, may Allah make all of us have a good ending. This is what we always hope from Almighty Allah. Allah never rejects the prayer of His servant who really ask Allah from their heart, humble and seek His guidance. He will never reject our prayer. The only difference is that when will the prayer be answered is up to Him. He knows when is the best time. We don't know. Sometimes we want all our prayer to be answered immediately. And Allah responds sometimes. But there are times He just delay it. Yeah? But you must have the patience. Thing that we get easily, we can take the thing for granted and we won't be grateful and thankful, and we will misuse all the good things that Allah have given us and become careless. Min al-ghafilin. Look at a lot of people who is very rich, very powerful. They become very careless in their speech. They become very careless in what they do and what they say and how they spend their wealth. And that is not healthy. That is not good for us. Now, the last class I share with all of you in page 123, that the Prophet encourage us to say every morning, every evening, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyya. That is the ending of last class. Yeah? Asking Allah, telling Allah, O Allah, I am very pleased, Raditu billahi rabba. I'm very pleased, very happy, very proud that I am worshipping you alone. I believe in the true God, that is Allah. A lot of people try to believe in something, but they are not guided. To the extent they believe in themselves more than God. So they become an atheist. They become godless people. Overconfident will destroy a person. There are people who are very sincere to look for a God, but they don't have the right guidance, so they start to worship a lot of things beside the true God. And that's why they have idols, images, just to take all these things as a medium. They know that this image is not God. God don't look like us. They know that God cannot be a stone, cannot be a tree, cannot be a wood, iron. This is the creation of Allah. But because they don't have the right knowledge, so they just take anything as a medium. But we, alhamdulillah, was given the guidance, follow what the prophets who were sent by Allah to worship the one true God, Allah. And we never have any partner beside Him. That's why we say, Raditu Billahi Rabba. It's just like, you know, when a man and a woman feel good for each other, now they say, I'm ready to take you as my wife. And the woman said, I'm ready to take you as my husband. That means no element of force, no hidden agenda, because you are rich, because you are just handsome, you are the family related to royal family. No. Purely because they like you as a person, a God-fearing person, an honest, committed, trustworthy person. So they were ready. So when you are ready, you don't feel pressure. You feel very, very happy. So when you have that kind of agreement to be a husband and wife, then you see you have peace. And all the problem that you feel there is a problem is no more a problem. When you have that feeling, radid, the feeling of you are so happy, you are so pleased, then nothing becomes a burden anymore. It's like a work. If you're happy to work, so if they want you to work extra, no problem. Because you enjoy working. It's not a pressure. If you don't enjoy the job, you are just waiting. When is my break time? My break hour, I'm just going to chow as soon as possible. Because I'm not happy. So that is very important to understand the word reda. Because Allah Rabbul Alamin also remind us in Surah At-Tawbah, the chapter of repentance, and verse 100. Allah said, Wasabikun al-awwaluna minal muhajirin wal-ansar wal-lazina taba'uhum bi-ihsan radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. There is two groups of people that Allah is telling all of us, that Allah is so pleased with them. And Allah said, whoever follow them, they will be pleasing Allah. And because they always rida to Allah, make Allah so happy that Allah also are very pleased with them. And Allah respond, Radiallahu anhum. I am very pleased with them. And when Allah is happy, Allah said, I reward them with Jannah. For this group, Allah has said, I have prepared Jannah for them. Now we know that the ayah of Quran was revealed in Makkah and Medina. And this ayah was revealed before most of the companions of the Prophet passed away. Allah is talking about them to show us that Allah knows who this group of people are. Like what Allah talking Abu Lahab in Surah Al-Lahab. Abu Lahab was still alive. And Allah revealed this chapter. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab ila al-akhir ayah. It's a miracle. If Abu Lahab said these verses is not from God, it's from Muhammad. No, Muhammad create this kind of words. No, come up with this statement. It's so simple for Abu Lahab to do something. What to do? Abu Lahab become a Muslim. Then he have the right to say, see, it's not true. How can God curse me? I'm a Muslim now. Because Allah know that he will not become a Muslim. He will keep on mocking the Prophet, abuse the Prophet, create fitna to the Prophet. If you want to say that this is from what I want to prove to Muhammad, no, I'm going to be a good guy now. Then he said, see, these verses is not from God. How can God curse me now? I believe in him. You see, that's to show that Allah, the Creator, knows. The same go to the companions of the Prophet, radiallahu anhum. Allah said, these two groups of people, sabiqun awwalun min al-muhajirin wal-ansar, the earlier and the former believer, that is the people of Makkah, the first group of people who respond to the call of Islam by Prophet Muhammad, is the people of Makkah. Because his mission start in Makkah for 13 years. Then only he migrate to Medina, and then he choose to die in Medina and be buried in Medina. So the people of Medina is called Ansar. That's why the Quran said Muhajirin wal Ansar. Al-Muhajir means a person who are ready to migrate, to change from following the old way to follow the way of Allah. To be a very traditional person, to become a religious person. That is the migration, Muhajir. It's like we all have our own old character. Impatient, unthankful, ungrateful, and now we learn and we start to change. We always keep on complaining, now no more complaining. We just look into ourselves, do what you can, and try your best and have patience. So we are migrating from negative to positive, from selfishness to be more caring and loving for one another. From laziness to be an active person. From ignorance to knowledge. From darkness to light. And that's how we keep on migrating. And that is a very important spirit. So that's why the Prophet always reminds, Raditu billahi rabba. Say to Allah, O Allah, I am so pleased that I was not forced to believe in you, but I'm pleased that I now believe in the true God and I'm worshipping you alone. It's a great ni'mah. You don't feel a burden at all to pray. Fajr prayer, Zohar, you love to pray. It's like, when a wife loves the husband and their love is so genuine, there's no pressure for her to cook for the husband, to make the husband happy. He just loves to do it. The same go to the husband. When he loves the one, he will try his best. Happiness is not just money, dollar and cent. The way you communicate, the way you show respect to one another, the way you help one another in doing anything at home. You know that she is busy, give a helping hand. You know she dropped something. Don't worry, don't scream. I will do the cleaning. How do you feel? You feel good. But when you don't feel good, just a slight mistake, you hear the screaming already. Careless. I love this thing so much. Now you see, it's broken now. You broke my heart now. Oh, it's a glass. It's just a plate. Do you think the plate is more important than human? Of course, a woman, a wife who's who is very careful, but suddenly, accidentally, this happened. I know that her feeling is very sad, and also she's worried, what am I going to say to my husband? Yeah, but the husband react, no problem. Stand there, don't move, because there are a lot of breaking glass, small glasses, it may injure you. He immediately come and do the cleaning. Say, khalas, no problem. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everything come from Allah. It went back to khalas. And there's so many new plate that you never use. At time for the new plate to come out. If not, all the new thing will not come out. But people who love God, they don't have that feeling. But if people who love the thing more than God, then you know what's going to happen already. You stupid, you careless, I can't trust you anymore. You know? I don't think anybody do that purposely, especially a person who loves us. Just an example. Just be very, very careful to know whether your love towards God is stronger or your love towards things is stronger. Yeah? That's why Allah said, I'm going to test all of you. It's a test. You know? The one that Allah tests Prophet Abraham, that everybody is ready to engage on the 10th of this month, Eid al-Adha, to offer a sacrifice. Allah tests Prophet Abraham not with a sheep, not with a goat, not with a cow, not with a camel. Allah tested Ibrahim with the firstborn, his son, who he loved so much. For more than 80 over years, he have no children. Then Allah suddenly blessed him with one, the firstborn, Ismail, from the second wife. Then later on, Allah blessed another son from the second, from the first wife, Sarah. That's why you have Isaac here, Ishaq, you have Ismail there. Can you imagine when you don't have baby, suddenly Allah grant you a son? How happy you are. He was very, Abraham is a man who loved children. Anytime he look at the children, he like to play with them, touch their head, you know, talk to them. This make the wife, Sarah, feel a bit sad, the first wife, because she cannot give him a baby. They are old age now. Normally, when you reach 60, 70, you know, too late for us to bear any baby. And that's why Sarah recommend Ibrahim to marry with Hajar, so that may Hajar bear children for Abraham. And Allah kabul. But then later on, Allah grant Sarah a son, the second born son. And when he loved this son so much, you know, you know, when you reach the age and then you're still healthy, you got a baby boy or baby girl, you know. You become like a baby again, you know. You like to crawl with them. You talk to them. They don't understand. You keep talking to them. Alhamdulillah. Then Allah said to Prophet Abraham, through a dream, to offer the son as a sacrifice. To offer the son, you must slaughter the son. Can you imagine? And Abraham talked to the son. Oh, my son, I have this dream. What do you think about this dream? Allah blessed the son. He said, oh my father, if this is from God, just act upon it. I will be with you. I'm not running away from you. I will be with you all the way. Allahu Akbar. It's a very unique, experience for Abraham and the son. Yeah. And that's why they were blessed. That's why every time when we make salawat, we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. That is how close we with Prophet Muhammad and the family, like how Prophet Muhammad and his family are very close to Prophet Abraham and Prophet Abraham's family. Yeah. We are so connected. Each time when we praise our Prophet, we never forget to praise Prophet Abraham. Link back to the Prophet Abraham. And the Prophet continued by saying that, oh Allah, I'm so happy that I have a religion as a guidance. That means we Muslims should not have any problem in life because Allah prepared an SOP for us to live in this planet Earth. Allah show you everything. It's like, you know, question, answer, everything is there in the Quran. You have this, this is how you counter. You have this problem, this is how you move on. Everything Allah show you. This is halal, this is haram, this is good, this is bad. So we have all the best SOP from the Creator, a divine law to show us how to attain happiness, peace in this life and the next. But the way the Muslim is living today is like they don't have guidance. They pick up here, they pick up that, they copy here, they copy that, they follow east, they follow west, north, south, they follow anywhere. When we have a book from Allah, the divine book, the divine law, the divine laws, you just name it from the day you are born until you die about what to eat, what not to eat, what to say, what not to say, you know, what kind of business you should get involved in. Everything is being shown by Allah. The divine book, Islam. That's why Allah said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever don't choose Islam as the way, then it's your choice. You can choose any way you want. When you ignore Islam, Allah said, I don't accept. It's up to you. You can do what you like, but don't expect God will accept it from you. No, He will not accept. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. And don't ever think that you will be rewarded in the day of judgment. Nothing. In the day of judgment, وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah says, in the day of judgment, you will come back to God as a loser. Whatever you have done, Allah don't accept. Allah don't value. It's just like, you know, you order something. Whatever you order, suddenly the person who sent it to you don't follow the standard that you want. You just reject. Gone case. It's a reject goods. Yeah. This is just an example. He said that Shopee, you say, you only pay on delivery. And the delivery boy come, you say, no, I don't want. Send it back. Call us, reject. It's just an example, yeah, to understand. What do you mean by Islam as my religion? You said, I believe in Islam. Islam is your religion. Then just follow. Follow what Islam wants you to do. And then continue what be Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyya. Allah do not just reveal the book and it's up to you to read and understand. No. He knows. He is the creator. If you will interpret the book of God, now you yourself will turn astray. So he sent a messenger. He appointed one man named Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and convey all his command, the Quran, to one man. And this man is the one that Allah trusts to convey his message to the people. Not just by lip service. God said, he show you the way. God said, pray. How to pray? Prophet Muhammad was here to show you how to perform your prayer, what to recite, how many units, what time you start the prayer. Everything is shown to all of us by one man. Example, how to call azan, call before prayer. You go anywhere in the world, China, Mongolia, Africa, Asia, Europe. One call. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah. Anywhere you go, just one azan. Chinese, Indian, Arab, non-Arab, white, black. One same call to Islam for prayer. Never changed until now. Even you are non-Arab, you have to recite the call of Azan in Arabic. You don't go and say, Allah the Great, Allah the Great, Allah Busar, Allah Ma Busar. Nobody will, no, will accept it. People will come after you. Hey, what are you talking about? What are you doing? Crazy? You just have to use Allahu Akbar. He show you the way. Unique. So everywhere you go, you don't feel that you are a stranger there. Allahu Akbar. This is the sign. Like people going to Hajj now. You can come from any part of the world. The tarbiyah is one. After they reach the miqat, one in ihram, everybody, male, female, Arab, non-Arab, all use the same tarbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. Everyone, you'll be surprised to hear, oh, somebody look at their behind, oh, the black brother from Africa, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Maybe they had a bit, yeah, the tone, they may differ, but all the wording is the same. From China, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika lak. Everybody respond the same, Allahu Akbar. The sign of unity, responding to Allah's command. Allahu Akbar. And that's why it's important to recite this prayer every morning, evening. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyya. Very short, yeah? But don't forget to recite that. Morning, evening. Yeah, there's a lot of goodness by doing that. People may recite sometime. A lot of people memorize this, but they don't understand what is this prayer about. Anything you ask Allah, you must follow up with action. Oh Allah, I want to be successful in this life. How to be successful? Work hard. Do something. You don't just, oh Allah, give me goodness, success, and you don't do anything. Every time you just spend your time with your finger, tick-tack, on the handphone. Lazy. You don't even want to go out from your room. How can you be success? No. Move. Do what Allah wants you to do. And you want to be successful in your hereafter. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. Good. Prepare for your akhirah. Akhirah, your money have no more value. Allah said, يَوْمْ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day will come when you die, depart from this life. All your wealth cannot benefit you. All the children cannot benefit because they are not going to follow you down. They just send you down and then bye-bye. They are going back. No. You have all the gold with you. They don't even bury it with you one bar of gold. You may have, you know, 1 million bars of gold, you know, put in the godown. But when you die, not even one bar they will bury it with you. No. This gold cannot benefit you anymore. And if the guy who was doing the graveyard know that there's a bar, after you leave, I think at night they'll come and dig it again. I want the bar. Do you think he feared the ghost? He don't fear the ghost. He left the bar more than a dead person. Yeah, this is how the reality of life. Yeah. So it's important for us to prepare ourselves. When you want the best, you follow the best way. And the best way is the way of Allah and shown by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Arab poet said, now I continue today. I have to retract. This is a very important thing for us to understand what is the meaning of raditu billahi rabba bil islami deena Muhammadin nabiyya. An Arab poet said, do not weave a plan for yourself. The people of plotting are destroyed. Be contented with our decree, takdir. So we are worthier to plan for you than yourself. Who? Means Allah sometimes used the word we. Yeah. Sometimes he used I to show his love and humbleness. He's so humble. He's like a humble king when he talked to the people. And we mean he's a very humble king. Sometimes people are arrogant. I is not a very good word. I, we. Nahnu, ya awliyaukum fil hayatu dunya. Allah also said, nahnu awliyaukum. We are the helper. Yeah. We are the protector. So do not be sad. Overlook the actions of others. Why? They can lay no claim or giving benefit or harm. Death or life, reward or punishment. Remember, all human. We all are very weak. We don't have absolute power. No. We may have some authority, but you don't have absolute power. If they oppress you today because you are nobody, do you think they live in peace? They know they have been very unjust to you. One day something can happen to them worse than you. They have fear. Do you think those who have authority when they have been so unfair to other people, they live in peace? They don't live in peace. They are just worried when they are going to go down. People don't respect you anymore. People wait for your downfall. and people will come after you. You are nobody. You are worse than the rubbish bin. They don't want to look at you. They will abuse you. And not only they abuse you, your children will suffer because of you. People will keep on talking about you. And it will be recorded in history. The new generation will also read about your downfall. Is that what we want in life? So when you are where you are, who you are, you have the authority, make use of your authority to move forward, not backward. The past is the past. We have to look towards the future. Lesson learned. You don't like what happened before. You don't repeat the same mistake. If you keep on doing that, you are just digging your own grave. Don't do that. Yeah. Remember, if you do not want to be sad, just look positively. Accept what has been happening is the decree, takdir from Allah. Now you have to move forward. Set good example. Yeah, that's how we plan our future. Ibrahim ibn Adam, you know, scholars said, we live such a life of amazing pleasure in the worship of Allah. It's amazing pleasure if you can worship Allah. That if the king knew about it, they would fight us over it with sword. If the king know how happy you are to worship Allah, you find peace, you are so contented with Allah, you know, you're happy, but you don't have a lot of things, you don't have a lot of money, you don't have authority, but you are so happy through your act of worship to Allah, because you are connected to Allah, because happiness belongs to Him. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Oh, you are peace. Peace come from you, and you have peace with Allah. The people will be very jealous. You can sleep very, very, very fast. Make a dua, Bismillah. You are gone. Some people got to take sleeping pill to sleep. They have bodyguard everywhere, but they have sleepless night. Alhamdulillah, and we can sleep anywhere. It's like children. You know, children, you look at them, you're very jealous. You know, they can just sleep anywhere they want. No, while in the car, while you are carrying them, you know, they're gone. No. This is ni'mah. Yeah. Ibn Taymiyyah, scholar, also said, sometimes the heart is in such a state that I say, if the people of paradise experience this, then they indeed have a wonderful life. Yeah. Meaning, we know everything comes from the heart. You want to know whether you're happy or not? Check your heart. That's why the Prophet did mention, Allah fi jasad ibn Adam mudghah. Iza salaha salaha jasad kullu wa iza fasada fasadat jasad kullu. Allah wa hiya qalb. Indeed, in the human body, there is a piece of flesh. If this flesh is good, positive, this flesh, yeah, is happy, every organ become happy. But if this piece of flesh is corrupted, sad, every part of the body will be corrupted. And that is the heart. It's very important to look into that. That's why if something happened, touch your heart first. Okay or not? You okay? Okay, alhamdulillah. We cannot please everybody, brothers and sisters. We try our best. It's good to try. The first thing a believer have to do is to please the Creator. Raditu billahi rabba. Please Him first. Because when you please Him, you just do what He wants you to do. And then whatever Allah wants us to do will not cause harm to you and cause harm to others. But He's the Creator. He knows what is the best for you. You'll find a lot of peace. Yeah. It's like what Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah said, O you who believe in me, be connected to Allah. Have taqwa. A lot of people used to use taqwa, taqwa, even they call their organization taqwa, taqwa, a mosque, taqwa mosque, but not connected to Allah. Just a name. And Allah said, Qulu qawlan sadida. Always make sure whenever you want to say something, what you say is right and is correct and is the truth. Nothing but the truth and the whole truth. Be honest. Just make sure that what you say comes from your heart. Be honest to yourself. Be honest to everybody. Why Allah wants you to do that? وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. What is the problem that we always face today? Your friend talk to you. He need help. He said, borrow me. Can you lend me some money? You want to help them. Be honest to yourself. If you said, I will pay back in 1 month, be honest. If you can't, then you must talk to him again. I have some difficulty to fulfill my promise. Can you give me some extra money to move on? No problem. Be honest. Don't try to lie and cheat another person. Because once beaten, twice shy. Khalas. Next time you want to ask, enough. You have failed yourself. You have failed your brother. Yeah. Allah said to us, if you are careful with what you say, I, Allah, yusleh lakum a'ma lakum. I will help you to rectify whatever problem you have. But you must be sincere. But when you are not sincere, you think you can lie, you can cheat. But you cannot lie to Allah. That's why the Prophet said, whoever take a loan from anybody, and deep in their heart, they have the intention not to pay. They don't tell you. If they tell you, you won't give them anything. No, you better ask, can you help me give some sadaqah? No problem. But say, loan. If you know that this guy is not going to pay back, do you think you give them a loan? No. Thank you. I think you better go to the bank. Bank have more money than me. Call them to give you the loan. Do you think the bank will just give anybody a loan? They will check your background again. The one that will give you a loan very fast is the alone. And then you are going to suffer. You see? Because they know your weaknesses. If you know that you want to pay, I don't think they want to loan it to you. This is a good paymaster lah. You don't get a lot of money from him. I like the person who don't pay. So I will keep on increase my riba, you know, the interest. You know. So it's very important to check in our heart. Yeah? When you are happy inside, Allahu Akbar. If you know that by be honest with your word, Allah is there to help you. And if you make any mistake, Allah says, وَيَقْفِرْ لَكُمْ زُنُوبَكُمْ. I will forgive you. Yeah? Allahu Akbar. He said again, the heart sometimes dance rapturously from the healthy bitterness and remembering of Allah and feeling close to Him. He also said upon entering a prison, as the guard were closing the door upon him. It's just like in Quran, chapter 57, verse 13. Allah informed us the meaning. So a wall will be put up between them with a gate therein. Inside it will be the mercy, and outside it will be torment, punishment. So which one that you prefer, to stay inside or stay outside and face all the problem? You know? Just an example. That's why most of the scholar before, they are ready to speak the truth, uphold the truth, even if it's not going to benefit them. They are going to prison because of that. They will never sacrifice the truth. They prefer to be in and have peace inside than to stay outside to please all these people and be corrupted and create more enemy and more people hate you, curse you, talk bad about you. What is this? It's just like today, every day you look into the media, you know, you hear so many people curse you, and how do you feel? Are you proud? Maybe as a person, I don't care, man. Okay. You think what? You're waterproof? Weatherproof? Bulletproof? All proof? You don't live in peace. You are strong. You can face the fitna. How about your family? They also have to face the public. And the public is going to ask them, do you like that kind of life? Today, just example, we, the normal people, do we have this problem? Do you find anybody talk bad about you through the media? Why? Because we are nobody. Alhamdulillah. Nobody even know who you are. You see? And where you go, you feel very peaceful, you know? You can relax. Nobody disturb you. Nobody will rush after you, you know? You're okay. And sometimes it's like life is like that. Be simple, be humble. You want to say anything, make sure what you say is the best. Not to abuse anybody, criticize, belittle anybody. Don't do that. You know there are people who are elderly than you, you must respect. There are people who are younger than you, you must show love and mercy. So you do the best. If people ask what you think, don't worry. We are trying to do the best. Don't make any negative command. Don't try to please your group of people who want you to say what they want you to say. No, no, no. I'm not going to allow you to use my gun, but your bullet to shoot at other people. I'm not allowed. No, no. I must be very careful with what I say. Because that's what God will value. What you say. People may want you to say this, but you use your wisdom and follow the guidance of Islam. Say what is right and do what is right. And that's how we move on. Another saying from all the great scholars. What can my enemies do to me? My garden and my paradise are in my breast, inside. What can the enemy do to me? You know, if I'm happy inside, who can take the happiness away from me? Nobody. If I know I'm going to paradise, I work towards that, what can you do to me? You can hurt my body, You can torture my physical body, but what is in my heart, you cannot do anything. That's why the scholar sometimes said, you put me into prison, prison is a kalwah for me. I'm not suffering. This is what I'm looking for, an area that gives me peace. Nobody disturb me. Nobody bother me. Time for food, somebody will send food for me. Alhamdulillah. You're also another VIP. They said, no. But if you will kill me, that is what I'm waiting to die as a shaheed. I want to die for a cause. I do not want to die because of dunya. I want to die for Allah. I want to die upholding the truth. That is why I want to die. Because by doing that, I die shaheed. I go to paradise. You are sending me to paradise. I should be very happy. So you just cannot hurt the believers. Yeah, righteous people, people who are connected to Allah, you cannot hurt them. Because they are ready to serve for Allah, they are ready to die for Allah. Not having any other hidden agenda, not like us. We have a lot of agenda. That's why we have problem. You know? Everything we do, we have an agenda. When you don't get it, you don't feel happy. You feel hurt, you feel cheated. Wherever I go, they are with me. Your heart is always with you. If my enemy kill me, I become a shaheed. And if they banish me from my country, it's like I'm migrating. If you send me, like people say, you'll be sent to an island. They call it buang daerah ka, buang negeri ka. To us, if you do that, it's my migration. You send me to the new area, so I have another new experience. I become like a tourist. And my imprisoning me, and by imprisoning me, then allow me to have solitude. That is where the khalwah come in. Now, nobody disturb me anymore. I don't have anything to worry about outside world. I just focus on how to get closer to Allah. And these are the scholars' feeling of peace. They are not afraid to be here or be there. You buang daerah, you send me away free of charge. You know, I don't have to pay for ticket, anything. You are the one who sent me to any new area, so I become a musafir. It's a migration for me. A wise person once said, what has he found who has lost Allah? And what has he discovered who has found Allah? They can never be equal. The one who has found Allah has found everything. And the one who has lost him has lost everything. When you are with Allah, he is the creator of everything. You have everything. When you are not with Allah, you lost almost everything. Do not blindly feel grief, sad. Instead, make sure you know the value of the things over which you feel sad. You must understand. So in the future, when you feel sad, don't just keep it to yourself. Seek advice from the righteous people. Sometimes the way you are feeling towards something that you feel so, there's so much blessing for, but you can't see. You're blind. Because the way you value things is very different now. So be humble, go to the scholar and seek his advice. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the meaning, for me to say how perfect is Allah, all praise is for Him, there's none worthy to worship except Him, and Allah is the greatest, is more beloved to me than all that the sun rise upon. Yeah. I feel so blessed, the Prophet is trying to know how perfect is Allah, and all praise, alhamdulillah, belong to Him. La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Him, and Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, is more beloved to me than all that the sun rises upon. That is all the Prophet's connection with Allah. They are not here for here. They are here for the hereafter. Yeah? Of rich people, their castle, houses and wealth, one of our pious predecessors said, we eat and they eat. We drink, they drink. We see and they see. We will not be called to account and they will be held accountable for the wealth, how it was acquired and how it was spent. Allahu Akbar. In the words of a poet, the first night in the grave causes one to forget the castle of Khosrow and the treasure of Caesar. When you are there, you will regret. Now, what they are trying to share with us, you eat, the rich people eat, the poor also eat. You drink, they drink too. You see, you walk here and there, they also see things, maybe in a different way. Yeah. But the more you have, the Prophet said, when come to property, two questions. In the day of resurrection, the Prophet said, none will move from where they were resurrected until Allah asks you four things. None can move. It's like when Allah said, Qiyamah, everybody will be resurrected. Nobody can move until Allah asks you four things. The four thing is unique, but one matter Allah asks you twice. That is about your wealth. When you have money, Allah is going to ask you, number one, how do you get this money? Halal way, haram way, from riba, from corruption, everything is in the knowledge of Allah. First thing. The second thing that is going to happen on your wealth. We all want to have a lot of things, a lot of money. Okay, make sure it's halal. Then the second thing on your property, where do you spend your property? What do you do with your property? Oh, I sponsor this concert. No, I organize this kind of activities to make everybody happy, but going against Allah's command. You corrupt the mind of the younger generation. You create a lot of fitna to the generation. You give them entertainment that is haram. You have the money, I sponsor this. And you encourage all these activities because you have the money. Allah is sure to ask you on that too. For those who don't have a lot, the lesser you have, less question asked. More you have, more question. So that's why all the prophet was not here to accumulate wealth. They are not here to be rich. Yeah, when the prophet was asked whether you want this, want that, he just asked for one day he feel enough with the food, he become very grateful and thankful. And one day he don't have everything, he will have patience. Both benefit us. When you have, be grateful. When you don't have, be patient. That is a great enigma. Not like a lot of people who live today always want more and more. The more you have, the more responsibility you can. And a lot of people who don't have a lot of things, they promise, oh Allah, if you give me this, I will do this, I will sacrifice, I will donate, I will do charitable work. One they have, they forget all this plan. No time to respond to all this kind of activities anymore. They want more money. Money make more money. So everybody get deeper and deeper and further and further. That is what the reality that we are facing today. We are failing. And we keep on failing. Allah have reminded us in the Quran. Allah say in the Quran, نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الزِّكْرَ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الزِّكْرَ. Yeah, we are the one who reveal the Quran as a reminder. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الزِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we will protect the Quran. Nobody can change the verses of Allah. Is a reminder from God, the Creator, to all of us. And the Prophet was sent to keep on reminding us about the reality of life. The believer always responds. Yeah? When Allah said in verse 94, chapter 6, the meaning, and truly you have come unto us alone, without wealth, companion or anything else, as we created you the first time. When we return back to Allah, we don't bring anything back. Like how you were born, you don't come to this world with anything except your body and whatever you have in the body. When you die, that is where, that's how you return back. Nothing. No watches, no ring, no handphone. Now you can have so many things. Even you can see when you are bedridden in the hospital. If you have ring, people was the family will advise you take off. If you have any watches, take it out. Don't let the sick people wear all these things anymore. They are so sick, you don't know what is going to happen to the ring. Maybe the nurses will come and this guy will come while sick cleaning you, but he clean everything. He clean your finger, he clean your hand, he clean your ring, everything he clean. And then who is there to monitor? To know who is the thief? No one knows. So that's why when people go to hospital, the advice, the family will take off everything. Yeah, if not, one by one is going to disappear. And then we have to blame who? You must take good care of your own things. Yeah. We came from Allah to Him we return. And the believers always say in chapter 33, verse 22, this is what Allah and His Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, had promised us. And Allah and His Messenger had spoken the truth. Whatever Allah said, whatever Allah have informed us and conveyed by His Prophet Muhammad is true, nothing but the truth and the whole truth. We just have to prepare ourselves. Lastly, as the hypocrite will say, in verse 12, chapter 32, the same chapter like the first one that I was just sharing with all of you, Allah and His Messenger promise us nothing but delusion. Yeah? Your life is the product of your thoughts. The thought that you invest in will have an indelible effect upon your life, regardless of whether they are happy thoughts or miserable thoughts. We are the product of what is going to happen. We cannot blame anyone except ourselves. That's why in the Quran, Allah said, remember in Surah Isra, Allah said, "Wa alaysa lil insan illa ma sa'a wa la waziratan wizra ukhra." Every one of us will not be asked by Allah about other people's deeds. They ask about what you do. You don't go and blame other. Allah will ask, what have you been doing? You don't say, oh, because of him, because... No. Are you? Why you do it? People can say this, people can say that. Why do you respond to them? Why don't you respond to me? When I want you to do this, do that for your own good, you don't respond. Why other people call you, do you respond? So go to them. And then Allah said, وَلَزْوَزِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُقْرَى. Your deeds will be rewarded according to your own doing. The bad thing also, you take full response. You don't blame others. Now you can blame anyone. In the day of judgment, you blame nobody. Allahu Akbar. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. May Allah bless us. May Allah guide us, brothers and sisters. Allahu Akbar. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. A poet said, fear does not fill my heart before the occurrence of that what is feared, and I don't become overly distressed if that event does occur. Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, we hope you know how to move on, be positive, connected to Allah, and believe there's no other way better for a believer than the way of Islam. Just learn and believe in it, act upon it. Any question? Now we're open for Q&A. Fatafaddal. Any one question on the line?
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I am Idris, watching from Malawi. Can I make dua in my language in solah?
If you are talking about while you are making your solah, even a far or sunnah, if you want to recite, everything must be in Arabic. Yeah? But the special prayer that you want to do, especially when you make the last sujood or when you're making prostration, if you don't know how to recite in Arabic, the one that you want to ask Allah through your heart can be in any languages. Anything for you to recite, it must be in Arabic. Now, that's how Allah's way to unite all the believers. When you want to recite anything, one language. But your heart, whatever you want to ask, may differ in every languages. Chinese Muslim have the Chinese understanding. Malay Muslim, Malay understanding. Filipinos Muslim have Filipinos. Yeah, understanding in your heart, any language goes. But to recite is only in Arabic. Naam. Any last question? No.
Assalamualaikum, Syekh.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Is it possible that we know whether this is the test from Allah or a disturbance from the devil?
You mean test?
A test or a yeah. Because sometimes...
Give me one example.
I feel sad sometimes.
You feel sad, okay. Yeah.
Is it a test from Allah or Shaitan trying to...
Yeah. As a believer, you must also experience sadness. Example, you fail to do something good. You feel sad. It's okay. I should have done that. Yeah? That is good. That means you are learning. You don't feel, it's okay. If I don't do anything, okay. I don't feel anything, that's not good. Yeah? That is important. Sadness also part of Allah's test. But then He said, don't let sadness control you. Learn and move forward. Allah put that feeling, the sadness on that. Because when you want something good for somebody and that person don't appreciate, you feel sad. You want the people, don't do this because it's dangerous. They don't follow you, feel sad, of course. Na'am. We can be from Him. And sometimes it's just, we are too concerned about people and about dunya, unnecessary sadness. Then it's a burden. Yeah? So may Allah protect us. We'll meet up again, insha'Allah. Yeah. وَبِلَّهِ تَوْفِيقِ وَرَقْرِ دَعْوَنَا وَرْحَمْدِ بِالْعَلَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. السلام عليكم.